Okay. And good morning, everybody. This is the American Activist here on the Republic Broadcast Network, and we are coming to you live from the 9/11 Accountability Conference in Chandler, Arizona. And what I've booked this morning is going to be kind of interesting. There's a lot of activity around here, and even though the conference is, I guess, officially beginning this morning, we had a lot of activity last night, several speakers that were just eloquent as could possibly be. It was just a marvelous evening, and this conference is coming together not without some controversy. It seems like just about every attempt that Americans make to really make a difference, if it's a politically accepted or a politically correct difference that's attempted to be made, there is some opposition and controversy gets sewn right into the record of what we're attempting to do here. And that's going to be our first guest, is really kind of one of the butts of that, I should say. And I don't want to diminish what it is that's going on here. We have, as 9/11 truth activists, we have all the evidence that we need to demonstrate that the story, the official story, is not plausible. It defies the laws of natural science and everything else. And yet, we need to go forward with that. We have enough information. We could bring indictments if we could find an objective court of competent jurisdiction, which, of course, we don't quite have. But so that's what we're attempting to do here. And now, as we're getting closer, because we're getting larger and larger market share of the American mind, we are getting more and more flack from outside in infiltrators and doubters and paranoid people are really doing what they can, I think, to derail the 9/11. And we're not even calling it the 9/11 truth movement anymore, because we've established that. We're at the accountability level now. Because when you think about it, we've got all of these different actors involved in what became what we know as 9/11. That's a tragic terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. And all these players that we know were implicated either because they were derelict in their duty, or they lied, or they did various things that are actionable in a court, an objective court of competent jurisdiction, these people are not held accountable. I mean, because they work for an agency, because they're this, because they're that, because they were following the leaders, the order of their leaders or whatever, nobody's being held accountable. Indeed, most of the people that did their jobs badly for the American people on September 11, 2001, have been promoted. And so we have accountability issues here. And this actually is going all through the American culture these days. At every level of government and every level of corporate activity, people, individuals who make decisions and engage in behaviors that should be determined actionable, should be illegal, should be criminal, are not held accountable. So that's what we're at. We're at the 9/11 Accountability Conference here at Chandler, Arizona. When we come back, we're going to have with us Eric Williams, and we'll be back in a moment.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Good morning again, everybody, and welcome back to The American Activist. And this is your host, Don Harkins, on the Republic Broadcasting Network and reporting to you live from Chandler, Arizona. And I think many of you have listened to us in weeks previous, and I'm generally reporting from wintry North Idaho, where it's very cold and gray at this time of year, and we've been sucked out of the winter weather in North Idaho, and now we're into this gorgeous area, and it's a beautiful cloudless day here in Chandler, Arizona, and we are at the 9/11 Accountability Conference, and it's really been a marvelous event so far, even though the conference itself is just now kicking off. We've had plenty of really excellent camaraderie, some really great fellowship, some excellent information exchanging hands, and last night we had three speakers that just did a beautiful job of putting things together. But we started this conference amid a bit of a cloud, and that was really well demonstrated yesterday afternoon when we kind of kicked things off with what was going to be a press conference, and it ended up being something other than that. And the controversy has to do with claims that there is, and folks, this is, I'm just reporting here, this is really kind of the darndest thing, and it's really sad to me, because all of our efforts, like I said in the opening here, tend to get clouded in controversy as we become more successful in gaining market share of the American mind, whether it's 9/11 or any other issue, and where there's claims that there is a thread of anti-Semitism running through the 9/11 truth movement. And small minds seem to grab onto that kind of thing, and it's an error in logic. If you went to college or if you've ever taking a look at the rules of applied logic, it's a fallacy in argument to assault the messenger. In other words, if you denigrate information because you don't like the messenger, you've committed one of the fallacies of logic. You are to take information and assess it based on its own merit. You ignore the messenger, but except that you thank them for generating the material. And that's what has happened here. One of the organizers of this conference is a gentleman. Well, gentleman might be a term loosely, huh, Eric?
Absolutely.
And he's an author. He's written several very excellent books. I've only seen excerpts from your work, Eric. I've never actually seen one of your books with pages between two covers. But one of the books that you've written is what the puzzle of
Auschwitz. And that's where the controversy came from. And as you introduced, you know, I took a logical logical introduction and logical look at what happened in the Holocaust. And let me just say, I don't, you know, deny that the Holocaust happened, because if one Jew was killed, you know, that's a Holocaust. And so I just want to put that out there.
Sure.
I looked my research. I spent 2 years researching it. I read the Nuremberg Trials and other books, and put together a great book that I think really explains, you know, where this world is going, and using as propaganda as a tool. And that's what my my mission was with that book. And of course, as you said, it was received as as me being anti-Semite, and as if you know me, and I hope everyone comes down and meets me. And I am not anti-Semite. I'm the gentlest creature there is. I'm a pacifist, and I'm all about information and where the information leads. I'm not afraid to go there.
That's exactly, and that's Ernst Zundel, also is a pacifist, a beautiful man who dared to bring up subject matter that there's some gatekeepers in the world that don't want certain things coming out or being available on the table for discussion, for objective scientific or political discussion on key events. And the protection racket that surrounds this particular issue, the Holocaust, I mean, to even bring it up on the table makes you a Holocaust denier, which is a buzzword that has no relevance to what you attempted to do, and yet it was used to divorce you from the vital functions that you're performing to organize this event.
Right. And it's really sad that what point I would really like to make is, look at what three or four people did on the internet to smear me and this conference. Look at the numbers that are within the 9/11 truth movement. If people realized how much power just one or two people have, look at what they did with this conference and myself. If we could apply that power to the 9/11 truth movement, we wouldn't be where we are, you know, with the, you know, like the mainstream media, suppressing this information. We would be the mainstream media. So I just want to, you know, tell your listeners, you have power, and there's strength in numbers, and we can take back the country that was taken from us on September 11th.
No, that's a really good point. And even last night when we were all in this really large pavilion, freezing our butts off, listening to some of our speakers, Maria Heller opened up with a very eloquent analysis of where we were when she was born in the 50s, and to where we've come now, and it's not even the same country, and that's what we're trying to turn back around.
Yes, absolutely. I spend most of my life and about half the year in Eastern Europe, because I'm only 30 years old, but I really feel that America, like Maria Heller was saying last night, it was a different country back then, and I like the slow pace, and I like the pace that, you know everybody, and everyone looks out for you, and that's not what America has become, and we've got to get that back.
Yeah, we've become rather disconnected, and these types of little rifts that there are coming with more and more frequency, I might add, too, and it's not just with 9/11 truth, it's with just about any aspect of endeavor where concerned people are attempting to organize to make our country a better place.
Yeah.
Some inferences are sown in an attempt to derail that. And what's really shameful in my mind is the ease with which so many people end up going with that flow. In fact, there's several people that were scheduled to be at the conference that decided not to come,
right,
because of this cloud. And it's so damned unfortunate. And it really bothers me, too, that people within our ranks are so sensitive to this issue. They've maybe been beaten down with it before, that they're so easily scared away. But many people, of course, were not. We're having an excellent time here.
Right, and a lot of people have to realize, you know, the reason I'm here, it's not because of my Auschwitz book. I'm here because of 9/11. 9/11 turned my world upside down. I'm here about 9/11 accountability. And, you know, I wish some of these other people that backed out, you know, would have stood up for 9/11 accountability.
Well, sure. Okay, so you just said that it turned your life around. How did that happen?
Because I had a small business. I made hemp bags, and I was, you know, traveling and enjoying life. And then 9/11 happened, and I walked into, you know, I was living in California at the time, and I seen these dramatic images. And, you know, from the get-go, I really started to question the official story. And you know, that's where my first book came along 2 years later. And I've been wanting to. I found this lie, and if you're part of, if you see a lie and you don't do anything to expose that lie, you're part of that lie. And then after 9/11, you know, there was the Madrid bombing, and after Madrid, there's the 7/7 London bombing, and it just keeps going on, and we have to expose what's going on, and that's how it's. You know, I want to go back to selling bags. I want to go back to, you know, being you know, a hippie. You know, I want to go back to my lifestyle. But you know, until we get to the root of this and there's accountability for, you know, not only 9/11 but everything else that's going wrong in the world, you know, I'm not going to be able to do that. And I'm here for truth.
No, I think that's noble, and that is the cavalcade of people that are going to be on the program this morning. That's kind of the common theme. We traveled all the way here to this rather expensive place.
Right.
Not because we're attempting to, I guess, massage our own egos, but everybody here is dedicated to the cause of bringing 9/11 truth to the people and developing strategies to accomplish that. And that's why we're here. And while we're on the line, and you've taken this stand yourself, I think that it's completely appropriate to ask people, what are your other books, and where can they get them? Because I've found you to be a really marvelous person, and I think that your stand in this issue is noble, and that you ought to be, your work ought to be acknowledged because it's exemplary.
Great, thank you so much. You can go to whatreallyisthematrix.com. Whatreallyisthematrix.com. My first book is 9/11 101, or I'm sorry, The Puzzle of 9/11, which I go into the FAA, NORAD, all these documents that were available before 9/11 to show that 9/11 shouldn't have happened. And then my second book is The Puzzle of the Matrix. If 9/11 is a lie, which I believe it is, what else have we been lied to about? And I go back through history and show that we've been manipulated into, you know, a world and an illusion, and I compare that to The Matrix. And my third book is 9/11 101, 101 key points that prove 9/11 was an inside job. Everything is sourced, everything is documented. My fourth book is, I think, my greatest book. It's called The Puzzle of Fascism, and Maria mentioned it last night. I compare 2000, you know, the decade of 2000 in America to 1930s Germany, and the comparisons are
they're shocking,
very scary. And I spent 2 years over in Germany in researching this, and yeah, check it out at whatreallyisthematrix.com.
All right, Eric, thanks so much for being on the program with us. Enjoy the conference, and let's learn a lot and strategize for the future.
Thanks a lot, Don.
All right, take care, man. And when we come back, we're going to have Ian Woods. He is the editor and publisher of Global Outlook, the 9/11 Truth magazine. Listen to the messages, support the advertisers, everybody, and we'll be back in a moment.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a three-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is your host, Don Harkins. I'm ordinarily the editor of the Idaho Observer newspaper. In case you are not familiar with who we are and what we are, you can check us out at idaho-observer.com, and we are now in our 11th year of publication. We just came out with our February edition, which has some rather outstanding material that involves who we are, actually, in relation to the state, and also some really interesting pieces of the U.S. code puzzle as it's coming together to enslave us, and its standing. You people would be very surprised at how non-lawful the U.S. code is, among many other things, in this particular edition of the Idaho Observer. And I'm hoping that we have on the line with us Ian Woods of Global Outlook. Ian, are you there?
Yes, I am, Don.
Very good. All right. And thank you very much for being on the show this morning, and it's really good to have you at the conference. Global Outlook is the premier magazine of 9/11 truth. I don't believe that there's any other periodical in the world that's doing 9/11 truth, is there?
Not that I know of. I mean, there's a lot of magazines out there that are writing articles about 9/11. For instance, the latest edition of Hustler magazine has a good article on 9/11. So you've got to imagine that all the troops in Iraq who get Hustler are getting their eyes opened and wondering where they should be in Iraq or back home with one of those babes.
That's an interesting thought. My mind just kind of floated for a moment. But yeah, and then I think Rolling Stones done 9/11 Truth? I think Playboy did a 9/11 Truth piece too, if I remember correctly.
No, I don't remember that, but there's also been hit pieces. Skeptic
sure.
Magazine has just put out one. It's going to be rebutted on the one of the scholars' sites at scholarsfor911truth.org, and they've already done a good rebuttal to the Counterpunch, I believe.
Sure.
Wrote an article about it. It was another hit piece. And, of course, hit pieces are something that the 9/11 Truth Movement rebuts on a regular basis. For instance, Jim Hoffman did a great piece in Global Outlook for us back in issue number 10, which was a rebuttal to the Popular Mechanics article that appeared back about a year and a half ago. And then they came out with the book. But Jim Hoffman just tore it to pieces, and it's up on the net as well. And if you just Google Jim Hoffman, you'll find his site, and you can look for that rebuttal.
Excellent. And so, and you're here, and it's really an honor. We're going to be on the same Be the Media panel later this afternoon, which I think is going to be rather informative and instructive for the people who decide to attend. But how did the concept of Global Outlook get born? And when did you guys start, and how has it developed over time into the magnificent and very comprehensive publication that it's become?
Well, I was in the magazine business before publishing a periodical called Monetary Reform, which is all about the money system, the corrupt money system, not only in Canada, where I'm from, but also the States and England and Europe, that is run by the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. Then when 9/11 came along, I realized that it'd be good for me to switch gears and get into the 9/11 issue because, number one, I was good at magazine publishing, and I wasn't getting a lot of success in terms of building subscribership in the monetary reform movement. There didn't seem to be a lot of interest. So when I got into the 9/11 movement, I was happily surprised that our first printing of 7,000 copies in February 2002 sold out. And then we built from there, and it's gone through transition process to the point that now we're publishing the magazine in a book form, and we're coming out with a series called 9/11, The Greatest Crime of All Time, The Best of Global Outlook, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. So we've published two already, Volume 2, and we're going to be publishing 1 and 3 in the future. You can get that at www.globaloutlook.ca or by phoning our order line, which is 1-888-713-8500.
Oh, and you also have an actual book that's out, too, that was described as Receiving the Lesson of 9/11 Truth through Benny Hill.
Yes. Well,
what's that about?
Came as a complete surprise for me at a left field because we had written a publisher's note in one of the magazines saying that we needed some help financially to keep going. And you know what it's like, Don, in this day and age, it seems that the good guys have all the money. The bad guys have all the money, but the good guys have all the truth, but are always scrambling to get more resources and funds to back them up. So I'd put an appeal in one of the magazines, issue 11, and one of our customers and subscribers read it, and he also happened to be an author by the name of Hal Sisson, who is a retired lawyer living in British Columbia on Vancouver Island. And he had already written about 8 books before, and he'd also been very interested in 9/11, like many people. And so he decided to write a book called Modus Operandi 9/11, the first ever novel about 9/11 based on 9/11 truth.
Okay, and so we're coming up on the break already. This was a short segment. We'll be seeing you later. What's your website again, real quick?
www.globaloutlook.ca.
All right. Ian, thanks so much for being here, and it's an honor to have you on the same panel I'm on. And let's, again, forward into 9/11 truth, huh?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back once again, everybody. We're at the, we're past the quarter of the way point in the fastest 2 hours in radio, and we're reporting to you live from Chandler, Arizona, at the 9/11 Accountability Conference that began, well, it's actually beginning this morning, but we began convening here Thursday afternoon, and we had a really marvelous day yesterday. And today we're going to do the program, and then I'm going to be on a panel a little bit later with several other folks called Be the Media, and we're going to instruct people on either how to more effectively spread counter-propaganda or for themselves to maybe mix it up, get in there and start printing or start broadcasting themselves. And this segment, and even the bottom of the next hour, the segment is the longest segment of the program, and we're dedicating them to some really, really marvelous folks. This is, after all, the American Activist, and the main purpose of this show is to bring people up who are just out there in their own communities doing what they can to make their community more aware of important issues, whether they be 9/11 truth or the various other aspects of our culture that are falling down that need to be picked up by us, the people here. And we have with us Melise, who is from Ocean Beach, a suburb of San Diego. And we met these guys, we met Melise actually at the Chicago conference last June, and her and her husband Ted are here today, and their story, we just sat down over breakfast yesterday, and I found them to be so inspiring because they are bringing 9/11 truth to their community, and they've got a rather politically active community that is attempting to maintain certain standards of development, I suppose, and cleanliness environmentally in their area. And they've been doing some really, really excellent work, and people seem to be opening up to 9/11 truth. So welcome to the program, Elise.
Hi, Dan.
And thanks so much for being here. And I know that this is this your first time on the radio?
Actually, it's my second time. Now.
Okay. Oh, good.
We have a indie media in San Diego. So there was about 11 of us in a little trailer a few months ago, and we all gave a little had a little input there. So it was that was a lot of fun. We have a group here in San Diego called San Diegans for 9/11 Truth. And it started about a year ago, I guess. Most of us came from the peace movement, and a lot of us came from the Green Party, and then we sort of switched to the Dennis Kucinich campaign in 04, and it just seemed to snowball into San Diegans for 9/11 Truth. You know, as David Ray Griffin says, it's 9/11 just seems to be the pretext that the Bush administration uses for everything that they're doing, and we need to use 9/11 Truth as our tool.
Sure.
And that's what we do.
So you and your husband have been politically active for some time, so you've carved those inroads into. I guess a large cross-section of people in your community, right?
Right.
And so you're now able to parlay your, your political activism on different areas of endeavor and the contacts that you've made into 9/11 Truth.
Well, you know, it's really funny because I go to some of these conferences and they talk about the fact that, the peace movement isn't listening to 9/11 Truthers or Move On, whatever. I think we're unique in San Diego because... we do have a real coalition. I mean, the Move On coordinator is very involved in 9/11. I mean, you know, we don't have an event of 9/11, you know, where we can use Move On's email or anything like that. But you know, we all know, you know, once you know the truth, you just work. We work with each other, and we were very active in the peace movement. In fact, on Monday, President's Day. Our whole San Diegans for 9/11 Truth participated in an incredible event called Bring Their Buddies Home. And it was put on by North County Coalition for Peace and Justice. And North County Coalition for Peace and Justice is actually in Oceanside, which is the home of Camp Pendleton, as you well know. And we had this incredible vigil where we had about 500 people, and it was pouring down rain. It was the only rain we've had in San Diego for the last few months. Monday morning, and we stood there for a few hours just in a silent vigil. And as I said, we participate with them. And actually, the gal that put this on, her name is Jeannie Crescenzo, and she was a Democratic candidate for Congress. And I was sort of showing you how we overlap, because she also has appeared on two of our panels when we've presented films. Last month it was Freedom to Fascism, and when we had when we showed Loose Change, which was probably about a year ago, Jeannie was on our panel. So, you know, we're all very connected here.
Are you finding that your outreach efforts are becoming more and more receptive to larger groups of people? Do
absolutely.
You find that your connections are static, or are they growing and changing?
They're
and
growing moving? All the time.
Oh, that's good
you
to hear.
Know, you don't you can't be in the face of anyone, and I don't use that left gate. I don't, you know, you can't. You just have to, you know. It took me a year and a half. I mean, I really thought it was blowback. I really, you know, I had just learned in the few years before 9/11 about our U.S. foreign policy through Frank Durrell, who has an excellent book called Addicted to War.
Yes.
And so, you know, I thought it was blowback, but then it was actually what cemented it for me was when I saw David Ray Griffin on C-SPAN, and it was right after the 9/11 commission, and it was so obvious, a cover-up commission. So, you know, you you would really have to not want to know the truth, and you know, you'd really have. It's difficult to avoid the truth of 9/11, I think.
But you, oh, sure is.
Yeah, but well, you know, I'm. It's real simple for me. I just have I have this wonderful button that I wear. It's pretty large, you know. Well, it's about 2 inches and a square 2 inch, and it just says, "Question the official 9/11 conspiracy theory."
Yeah, my wife wears that all the time, and she, I think she didn't she get that a bunch of those from you in Chicago.
In Chicago, we had just printed them up, and I think I brought a few hundred there, and yeah, and you know, I have a bumper sticker. It says 9/11 inside job, and you know, I'm fortunate enough, Don, I'm retired, and so every day I just put, you know, various. DVDs in my backpack. Loose change is really good when I go to a little coffee shop, or I go, you know, I go to restaurants when they're setting up for business, and I just very politely ask people, you know, do you question your government? Do you and people, you know, I don't give anything. I don't give away a DVD or any information unless people are really interested and really
right.
seem to want to know. And as I think we can all say. More and more people know that we're just the direction we're headed is just
horrendous. It's wrong. It's a really bad direction
yeah.
leading in.
But
so
I have to tell you,
place.
I have to tell you something that I've done recently.
Okay, please do.
I even about a month or so ago, I was up in Berkeley and I met Ken Jenkins and I bought about 30 of his new DVDs, which is a it's called 9/11. American Empire and the Christian Faith. And it's David Ray Griffin, and he's speaking at a beautiful church in Santa Barbara. Have you seen that DVD?
I have not seen that DVD, but we recently received a copy of the book and started going through
it. Right. Well, I literally went to churches. I go, if I see a church door open, I take this to the office, and I just ask who's ever there if they would give it to the pastor, and I explained that this is, you know, that I'm with Sandy Against for 9/11 Truth, a volunteer organization, and, you know, that I would like to let them, I'd like to share this with them. And, you know, and I also leave, I make sure and leave my contact information. I said, you know, if you don't have any use for it or if you look at it, you don't, you know, I don't mind. I'll come and pick it up, or if you want to just pass it around and share it, you know. So I haven't had anybody wanting, you know, they receive it very well.
Well, sure, and you're getting people where they live. For instance, you use David Ray Griffin for the Christian community, and that's a really excellent match.
So in our little community, you mentioned we live in Ocean Beach, which is actually San Diego, but it's a little area, obviously, by the ocean. There's a fire station that I pass by a couple of times a day because it's right next to a food co-op that I shop at. And so I saw the garage door open, and I went in there, and I had loose change. I had 9/11 mysteries because it goes right into the explosives and all. And I just I talked to a wonderful fire lady in the garage there, and. I just, when you're in the moment, you can, I don't exactly know what I said, but I know what her reply was. She just said, well, there's 3 units here in our fire station here, and that means there's 12 of us here, and I'm going to make sure that everyone here watches these DVDs that you gave me. So then I went to a second and third fire station, and I even went to the police station. The firemen, I've gotten great responses from. The police, you don't know.
Right.
You know? But I think that, you know, they were, I think they're ready to
begin seeing things a different way.
Exactly.
You know, and that's really what is so marvelous about what you're doing. If you don't mind my blowing your horn a little bit, is that you're pretty ordinary folks.
Yeah,
you're just regular Americans.
Regular Americans.
To look at you wouldn't think that you're some wild-eyed conspiracy fanatic.
I'm a Christian conservative Republican. I voted for Bush the first. I voted for Ronald Reagan because he was tall and handsome. You know, you know that bumper sticker that says it's. you know, vote Republican. It's easier than thinking. I was raised Republican, and until I started listening to Ralph Nader in the 90s, actually, and his, you know, talking about the corporations and the ties to the government, and then again, as I said, reading Frank Durrell's book and actually seeing Frank Durrell's DVD, what I've learned about U.S. foreign policy, I believe it was.
Yeah, that was, I received that, too, from Carol Brulé, and it's a comic book.
Yeah.
And it, but it's so insightful,
yeah.
and it's such well-researched factual data on addicted to war, and this society, this culture, this economy,
yeah,
is so war dependent, and more so every day.
Yeah, yeah. You know, as I when I first dialed your number, you had Ian Woods on. Was that correct?
I just heard
the last. He's wonderful. I met him in Chicago. I bought about maybe a dozen of his Global Outlook magazines. I took them back to San Diego immediately. I sold them or gave them.
Right.
I bought a case of them. I ran out immediately. That is the best at Global Outlook. And so we ran into him yesterday evening when we got here. And the book that he was just talking about, I just have to tell you, my husband Ted brought that way. He started reading that last night. It is an incredible book. It is. In fact, I should let him talk to you about that. I don't know how much time you've allowed.
We've got until 10 minutes until the hour.
Okay,
so if you want to put Ted on and have him discuss that book, I'd love to do it because I haven't had the chance myself.
Yeah.
But I've scanned through it and I see the writing style and I find that when I have the moment, it's going to be a wild read.
Okay, he's a lot shyer than I am, but I know you can pull something out of him. Here he
is.
Hey, man, this is Ted. How are you?
Hey, Ted. Thanks for appearing on the show. And we weren't going to subject you to this form of abuse, but your wife just mentioned that you've picked up the book Modus Operandi by Sisson. And you may be one of the only people that have done that so far. So that makes you the reigning authority on the subject matter.
Let me tell you, I started reading that thing last night, and we had a battle trying to get me to put it down and jump in bed and go to sleep last night. It was a hard book to put down. Very entertaining, and it has so much information in it. It's a combination of the two. I don't know how the guy was able to do it, but he did it.
And so this is a 9/11 story in novel form, is that correct?
That's exactly right. And how I never could imagine it being done that way until you start reading it, and it just flows so comfortably.
What is the basic backdrop of the story? What's the setting?
The setting, of course, starts at about 7 o'clock of the morning of 9/11, when some big power brokers start meeting to discuss the events that are getting ready to unfold later in that day. They meet in a hotel in Washington, D.C., and they all know what's going to happen.
Wow, the plotters and the planners.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
And the way he tells the story in novel form and incorporate all of the speculation that we know of, in the what we speculate as facts, of course, you know, as to how this story has played out, is so well written. Man, I would, like I said, I have just a few more chapters to finish, and I can't wait to get back to it.
You started it last night, and you've only got a couple chapters to go?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it down.
It's
a tough one to put down. It's easy reading, though, surprisingly.
Sure.
It's very easy reading.
Oh, no, that's really marvelous. And again, everybody, I personally really love novels about truth, or novels about, quote, the Patriot Movement, or novels about people that are standing up against the system. There's several of them out there now, and I'm not going to recount them all right now. But it's enjoyable to read the fictionalized version of what we're going through, because we're then able to put ourselves into the stories as who we are, the dissident types that are beginning to or that are opposing this stuff.
Yeah,
and so it's I guess these books are really enjoyable. Did you identify with any of the characters?
No, but I can identify who the characters are because they all have fictitious names and everything.
Right.
But you just described it so well, how this the story unfolds and everything, and how they incorporate a biography into all of the facts that we know of that are going on.
Sure.
It is really interesting. This modus operandi, man, I'll tell you, I would sure recommend it to anyone that wants some enjoyable reading. It is really enjoyable and very informative. That's the other good thing.
That's the other thing, good. And that's, you know, Americans do get their information through fiction. Unfortunately, we don't read so much the factual, non-fictional accounts of things. And but anyway, Ted, the music has started.
Oh,
it's
I hear
our
the
song.
Music. I hear it.
But thanks so much for being on the line with us today. And everybody, globaloutlook.ca is where you can get Modus Operandi.
Okay, and so, and all of us from San Diego, from 9/11 Truth, we all say hello to everybody and welcome you all to get with us at sd911truth.org.
All right, right on, everybody. We'll be back in just a few moments.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Okay, everybody, and welcome back to sunny Chandler, Arizona. It is just a beautiful day here, and I think that it's perhaps possible that I am more appreciative of the sun and the green and the flowers and the birds than most, because I've escaped, at least temporarily, the grayness of a North Idaho winter to come into this premature springtime scene, and it's just gorgeous here. And we're at the 9/11 Accountability Conference here at the San Marcos Hotel Resort in Chandler, Arizona, and it's really a magnificent time. And as we open the program up, the conference was born into some controversy, but, you know, not to be deterred by that, this conference is breaking some new ground, because previous 9/11 conferences have really been obsessed with and preoccupied with presenting the evidence as it has been unfolding. And, you know, when you think about it, on September 12th, 2001, we didn't know much. Most of us realized, wow, there's something going on here. And then the rapidity with which suddenly 19 terrorists were identified and this really bizarre story began unfolding, we've been developing the evidence ever since. So when this movement was born, we knew nothing, and now we're at the point where we know almost everything, except for some details that just kind of escape us, because the story is just so strange as it unfolds. But there are so many rabbit holes to go down. There are so many clues. There's so much evidence that contradicts the official story. We've kind of gotten mired in that, and even the movement itself has gotten a little bit petty and squabbly, because some people say this is what happened, some people say that is what happened, and we've kind of gotten distracted. But I think that over time, a lot of this material is assimilated. It's kind of come into focus, and now we're at a stage where we need to figure out what's next. Okay, so we know that we have enough evidence to indict a whole cast of characters in a, again, an objective court of competent jurisdiction, which we haven't been able to locate yet. But now we need to broaden the choir. We will get our court someday if we're able to raise the critical mass of public opinion to a level that it's impossible for the system to ignore. And I believe that with all my heart. I believe that we have the government we deserve because we haven't become worthy of anything better yet. And that's one of the aspects of the 9/11 truth movement, and that's really one of the things that we're attempting to accomplish here, is that we're not just 9/11 truth this time, although that is, of course, the underpinning to everything, but we're getting into chemtrails. We're going to be discussing the Iraq War from the Iraq veteran standpoint. We're going to be discussing grassroots organization, and that's, I'm on a panel of people who are be the media. And so, and the mind control connection. So we're looking at all of these different things. And it's marvelous, everybody. 9/11 truth is where we're going to stop the buck as far as what is going on with U.S. foreign policy. And when we come back, we'll have with us Judy Andreas, internet essayist and one of our good friends. And she's got an interesting insight. So stick with us. We'll be back in a few moments.
You got hit.